What's up, prayer watchers? Before we get into this episode, I just want to give a really quick shout out to Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, all the way in Waycross, Georgia. For those of you that are stateside, I just wanted to thank the Malone family for their welcome reception and just the mission that they have to really edify and teach the body of Christ, where we belong as a people, as it relates to the Hebrew calendar, the observing of holy days, and really the signs that Yah has told us that set us apart as his people that have been strategically hidden by the enemy in the church that we live in today, especially in Christianity. This is not often taught. It's very unusual to hear about a Christian church teaching about holy days and how to observe them as we're called to observe them as believers in Jesus. So I just want to thank Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. My first experience in really observing the feasts and the holy days was at this church, and my significant other and I journeyed to Waycross, Georgia, and we're just full and we're receiving so many things that we just didn't have any knowledge about. And so shout out to you all down in Waycross, Georgia, continuing to carry the flame and the torch of revival to bring the knowledge. The things that enemy is trying to steal, we declare that those things are being restored back to the body of Christ, multiplied times seven. And so just wanted to shout out that church. And if you are also interested in learning more of how you can observe the holy days and the holy feasts that are coming up, especially in this September season, then I encourage you to go to the church's Facebook page, and that's Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and search for them on Facebook. I'll actually post the link, direct link, in the description for this episode. What's up, prayer watchers? This is Delta, your most humble host for Midnight Prayer Watch. As we wrap up season two, I just want to take the time to first give all praise, glory, and honor to the Most High God. That's capital G-O-D, because he deserves it all and then some. So just want to say thank you, God, for everything that he's doing through this platform, through this ministry, through our community. And first and foremost, we got to give it up to him, y'all. And secondly, thank you to you, our prayer watcher community, our sponsors, and also very special shout out to our tech team behind the scenes. Midnight Prayer Watch is a full on operation this season. So we are just so excited and grateful for the community, for the intercession, for the prayers that have been shared with us through our community, our sponsors, and our own team. And then third, just thank you for the special guests that were able to grace us with their presence, to sow seeds and plant and water in places that we all needed, including myself and my team, to just continue to walk in the edification of the word this season. We were so edified, and I just wanted to just take the time to wrap up the season as we normally do, to really just share our gratitude to everyone that was able to make the time and that was just allowing the Holy Spirit to use them to minister to someone that we don't know who and we don't know when, but we know that someone received a word that was meant for them. So thank you, first and foremost, during this season, for everything that was taking place as we move on to the next season. Oh, it's a new season. Yes, it's a new day. And so we know that fresh anointing, oh, I can't stop, is coming our way. Yes, it's a season of power and authority. Yes, anybody know that song? So we are truly entering into a new season. As we normally do, we take this time in the year to break and to just go into our sabbatical mode, because not only is this just the leading of the Holy Spirit and the expectation of obviously leaning into what we feel, the tugging that's taking place in our hearts, and even the way that things are moving and events and things taking place in our schedules. But also, this is, for those of you that may not be aware, this is actually the fall harvest season, where we're beginning going into September, the fall feast, the holy days. So the first one coming up, the Feast of Trumpets, then the next, the Day of Atonement. It just makes sense, you know? Everything that's aligned with God is just in perfect alignment. It's all perfectly lined up the way that He has ordained it to be. So we definitely are going to follow what we're convicted to do. And because of the fact that this is not our platform, this does not belong to us, but we are just vessels, you know, just humble vessels being used by God to spread His truth and His word. And so we're going to take this time to go back into sabbatical mode. And during this time, you know, we're going to be obviously honoring what He's called us to honor and to consecrate ourselves in for these holy days. But also in terms of Midnight Prayer Watch, we're going to be working to bring season 3 and continue to pray. We ask that you continue to pray for us on, you know, where is God leading us to? Who is He leading us to? Preparing the hearts of those that also want to join us for their sharing their powerful testimonies. We know is the next season is just going to be explosive. And we're calling it forth. We're calling the things that we don't know into existence now in Jesus' name. And we know that God's mercy and grace is going to be on full display. There's going to be more healing. There's going to be more deliverance. There's going to be more corporate prayer. There's going to be more corporate fasting and additional enhancements to just how we deliver the Midnight Prayer Watch podcast to you. So definitely stay tuned on our social media channels. You can catch us at Midnight Prayer W on Twitter. You can stay connected with us on at Midnight Prayer Watch on our YouTube channel. And then additionally, our Smart Jewels Network, where Midnight Prayer Watch is housed, will also have a YouTube channel that you can catch our episodes and any of the additional snippets that we give you during our time of sabbatical, our time of preparation going into the next season. As we know, we're in seasons for a reason. And so one of the things that I wanted to leave you all with, in addition to this, is to really be mindful, to really be prayerful, definitely be prayerful about the transition of seasons. That's what I've been feeling, my team has been feeling as well, is that when we move into new seasons, that moving into new seasons requires us to purge that old season, like literally detox from that old season. What things were in the old season that you cannot carry with you into the new season that could even block you from getting to a fullness of realization in the new season? So I just encourage you all, prayer watchers, everyone that's listening, to really ask Holy Spirit to reveal to you what things that you're doing, what people that you're around, what places that you visit Am I making it real? For anyone, Holy Spirit, help us now. What shows that you're watching? What music are you listening to? Oh my. Okay, I know I'm hitting the sore spots, but do y'all understand where I'm going with this? What things in the old season cannot go with you in the new season? So I just pray for you all in that area. That's definitely a place that I'm continuing to ask as well for wisdom in, and ask not for earthly wisdom in, but for godly, perfect wisdom in, because that place, that's where we know that new season, there is a new thing that's taking place in us, around us, through us, this, that newness that we walk in on the other side is fresh. It's not heavy, it's light, it's easy. So if you feel like there's something dragging you, pulling you back, or that it doesn't feel like a clean break from season to season, then definitely encourage you to really just get in prayer, get in your closet, get on the tower on what things that you may need to do through prayer, through fasting, in order to really cleanse and sanitize that old season off of you. So we're praying and declaring it. It is so in Jesus' name. And so I can't think of a better way as we wrap up this season to just answer some of the questions that I've had throughout the last, actually this season and the season before I've had this question, but I wanted to answer this for our Prayer Watcher community. How can you sow a seed into the ministry? This is an area where I was a little hesitant, just to be quite candid and honest with you all in the beginning of Midnight Prayer Watch, to be able to receive any donations or anything, because it's not about that in our platform. It's you know, free. God said this is free 99. It's theirs, infallible word. It's for everyone. It's not to get any come up or anything off of. So, you know, I really struggled with that, especially in the beginnings of Midnight Prayer Watch. And, you know, of course, doing more searching in that area, more study in the word as well, and just really dissecting more about Paul's ministry. I didn't want to leave anyone with a unanswered question on if they felt led. If Holy Spirit is leading you, who am I to stop you? Who are we, Midnight Prayer Watch team, to stop you from sowing a seed, which is what we all feel led at times to do in our discipleship journey. And I know there is so many things that are promised to us when we sow into good soil, and we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit when he says, yeah, this is where I want you to plant or water. So in any case, I'll make this very simple. We've come up with a simple way to sow a seed if you feel led to, and definitely ask. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm telling you. Ask, pray about it. If you feel led to sow a seed, then we have a online store that we have started. It's been open for a while now, but I just haven't said anything about it because I wasn't sure how exactly to present it to you all. But I can't think of a better way for you to sow a seed than allowing our merchandise to spark a conversation about Jesus with a stranger, or even with someone that you know or has known you and just didn't know that maybe you knew about Jesus, to ask the question. So if you go to midnightprayerwatch.bigcartel.com, then we have some very, I would say, bold t-shirts, the best way I can put it. Our team really helped us. The design team, shout out to you all, really helped us to and capture the vision of Midnight Prayer Watch on a t-shirt. And this is just, you know, the first edition of it. So we just dropped for this new season where we'll be in sabbatical period, the new praise tee. I'm really excited about that. But again, very simply, if you just want to sow a seed with us, then we just ask that you get a t-shirt and allow that t-shirt to have a conversation that you may not have had a chance to have because of the boldness that's in you as a believer of Jesus Christ to speak the gospel and the good news that he is our savior and he came and died and he lives now today so that we may have life again with him in eternity. So I just want to thank you all. You know, season two was just, for my reflection and thoughts, was really, really just a reverential season of reminder that we really serve a merciful Father. And all of the people that were special guests, all of the testimonies that we were able to get from even our social media wisdom listeners, shout out to our wisdom platform there. I'm just so humbled to be able to be a vessel to continue to shout, to continue to praise the name of Jesus, our Savior, so that others might be able to feel and experience the goodness, the mercy, the grace that he has freely for us. So, as always, Midnight Prayer Watchers, you already know what time it is. We live by this verse, Mark 14:38. Watch and pray, for the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Stay connected with us. And as we always say, stay up, y'all, because we know we need to be alert this season. And stay active, and not just the natural things, not just the things that are taking place in your life, but stay active in the spiritual life that is just as real, if not more real, than your natural life. And stay washed in the word, the infallible, perfect word of the Lord that goes forth and does not return back to him void, but it accomplishes the things which he pleases, and in those things it will prosper. And we declare it over your life in Jesus' name. All right, y'all. See you next season. Peace.